Elaine Browers from The World Can't Wait says that her son became a Marine to defend his country and learn a profession. Like many military families, she feels betrayed.
My son is in the Marine Corps, and they're sending him into Fallujah on Tuesday. He knows this is an immoral, illegal, and illegitimate war. My son told me that the new policy was to call in airstrikes when enemy fire was upon them from any building, even if there were U.S. soldiers or friendlies inside. And this week, we witnessed the most powerful air assault since 2003, not knowing who was being killed. We will no longer be threatened with weapons of mass destruction that are fictional. We will no longer be threatened with the fear of terrorism because they are the terrorists. We represent the growing numbers of people in this country who will no longer stand for death, destruction, lies, and being bullied.
The impact of last week's massive airlift against the Iraqi insurgency is not likely to defuse the violence. Dustin Langley, a Navy veteran and now counter-recruitment organizer, reports that the Bush administration has more sinister intentions.
Last week, the newspapers announced that the Pentagon was closing Abu Ghraib prison. What they didn't tell us is that the military has opened up 35 more military prisons. They didn't close Abu Ghraib, they franchised it. They are franchising torture and death throughout Iraq, and now they have their sights set on Iran.
Professor Abbas Edelat, representing the campaign against sanctions and military intervention in Iran, is alarmed by the pattern of aggression now developing against his country.
The same people are now demonizing Iran. They are portraying Iran as the threat in the Middle East, when Israel has got between 200 and 300 nuclear warheads. They want to repeat the same scenario which led to the invasion of Iraq. They are even considering to break a 60-year taboo after Hiroshima and Nagasaki and use tactical nuclear bombs against Iran. An attack against Iran will be seen by millions of Muslims all around the world as an attack against Islam. And I appeal to all American public, I appeal to all progressive forces, I appeal to the anti-war movement in the U.S. to take very seriously the threat against Iran.
Rebecca Rutzler is a native Alaskan and now a Green deputy mayor of New Paltz, New York, where she is helping implement self-sustaining energy and waste treatment technologies. She is calling for those responsible for the war to accountability in the upcoming congressional elections.
One of those people, obviously, is Hillary Clinton. She said to the American people that she was misled by the Bush administration and voted to invade Iraq. And as an elected official, you have to be held to a higher standard. There was no evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Why can't she think for herself and look at the evidence? Campaign season is coming into full swing, and we all need to go to events where she's speaking and ask her these questions. You know, I want everyone in our state to be doing that. It's the appropriate thing to do.
More demonstrations were scheduled today in Midtown and in Washington Square Park, and a march on the Pentagon culminating in nonviolent direct action was announced for Monday. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.